You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and it is Wildfile Wednesday. I am joined by Angus Thurmer Jr. His latest article is titled, If God Calls Freeze, How Will Wyoming Answer? Angus, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Brennan, and thanks for your interest in Wildfile.
Angus, so who is Foster Freeze, and why should Wyoming be paying attention to him?
Foster Freeze is an investment manager who ran what's known as the Brandywine Fund, a mutual fund, and there were a couple of different Brandywine funds, I believe, and made a bundle of money focusing on great companies that he thought would do well and that did well. And I believe he's a Wisconsin native and ended up moving to Jackson Hole about 25 years ago and built a big office building at the base of Snow King Mountain, the Brandywine Freeze Building. And he's also a philanthropist, and he and his wife, Lynn, have the Lynn and Foster Freeze Foundation, through which they donate to numerous causes, including inner city youth's health care, disaster relief, Christian ministries, and things like that. And he's also a political activist, best known for supporting Rick Santorum in his bid for the presidency in 2012. He's a born-again Christian and a conservative Republican.
Yeah, and he is eyeing Senator John Barrasso's seat, as Senator Barrasso is up for re-election in 2018.
That's correct. He told the Washington Post in an email that people had asked him to consider a run, and that he was prayerfully, those are his words, going to do that. And he's, as far as I know, has not yet announced a decision.
Yeah, and you talk in your story, he's a big philanthropist, and he donates large amounts of money to certain causes. Can we go into detail on some of these causes and where he likes to use his money?
Certainly. He has a pretty good collection of causes that he has supported on his websites, including one called Water Missions International, and I believe that's a Christian charity. There's one, Chances for Children, that focuses on orphanages and international adoption, I believe, schooling for kids in Haiti. He's done some inner city work in, contributed or backed inner city work in Tulsa, and he's earned recognition for a number of these, including the Muhammad Ali Humanitarian Award that he received in 1999, I believe.
Yeah, so Freeze is known for his money and his philanthropy, but can he challenge Senator John Barrasso's widespread image across the cowboy state? I know that Freeze is kind of known in Jackson, but not necessarily throughout the state.
Yes, this is the big question. And a number of the people I talked to said that that is the challenge that Foster Freeze would face should he decide to enter the race. Some of the points that these people made, including former Governor Dave Friedenthal, is that he can't just come into Wyoming and say somebody outside of Wyoming, which is the speculation that people outside of Wyoming have asked him to challenge Barrasso, who is perhaps not far enough of right as they would like. And if you're going to come to Wyoming, you need to have a Wyoming agenda, not just an ideological position that is endorsed by somebody out of state. You need a program. You need to say something's wrong. You need to have a method of fixing it. And you need to be able to say why you are going to be better for Wyoming than another candidate.
In a fundraiser he hosted last October for Donald Trump Jr., Foster Freeze listed some of the quote, potential accomplishments a Trump presidency could result in his invitation letter to people to come to his fundraiser. Would you mind sharing some of Fries's words with our listeners now?
Yes, according to the invitation, accomplishments that a Trump administration could make include aggressive confrontation of global jihadists. And on Foster Fries's website, he's talked about the separation of mosque and state. Back to the invitation, he talked about accomplishment in saving America's amazing healthcare system from takeover by the federal government, ending sanctuary cities, spurring the economy by bringing the 38.5% corporate tax rate more in line with the rest of the world, appointing a Supreme Court justice who would protect the little sisters of the poor from being forced to pass out abortion pills, and promoting school choice to rescue those students mired in failing schools.
So obviously a very far-right candidate that we're looking at right here. And Wildfire reporter Andrew Graham also wrote about another candidate eyeing Senator Barrasso's seat, Eric Prince. Can you tell us a little bit about him and Andrew's story?
And just a little bit, yes. Eric Prince actually, I believe, did meet with Steve Bannon, former Trump advisor. And Eric Prince has spent some time in Wyoming, more than most people realize. I believe the family had or has a ranch near Cody, and he is the founder of a firm called Blackwater that provided overseas security and was tangled up in some unfortunate incidents in Iraq. I believe the firm has since been renamed, and I believe he sold it. In any case, he is also considering a challenge in the Republican primary to Senator John Barrasso.
You can read that and Angus's story on wildfile.com this week. Angus, thanks for joining us here today.
You're welcome, and thanks for your interest in Wildfile, Brennan.
You are tuned into your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL.